Questions 35 through 38. Listen to part of a radio interview between a reporter and a climatologist.
Dr. White, we've recently learned that a large piece of the Larsen Ice Shelf in western Antarctica broke off in early January. Could you please tell us exactly what happened?
I'd be happy to. The piece that broke off was over 1,000 square miles in area. More recently, and quite alarming to scientists, is that a 40-mile crack, some 30 feet wide in places, has torn through the ice shelf.
I understand that the scientific community is quite concerned. What is the significance of these events?
Well, some scientists believe that this is a clear sign of global warming. Back in 1978, some American researchers predicted that Antarctica would show early signs of global warming due to the greenhouse effect. You know, the process of heat being trapped at the surface of the Earth by the atmosphere.
But couldn't crumbling ice shelves also be a result of the unusual weather Antarctica itself has experienced lately?
That's certainly possible. But you have to remember that over the past thousands of years, ice shelves have been through a lot of weather changes without breaking up. Remember, too, that although ice shelves float on the ocean, they are attached to the continent and can be as thick as 1,000 feet.
I think most people know that if the ice cap over Antarctica melts, the level of the oceans will rise. What sort of impact will this have?
Well, the ice shelves currently insulate the Antarctic continent from wind, which slows down melting. But without ice shelves to cool the wind, it will be warmer than usual as it blows over Antarctica. If the winds cause even a tenth of the continent's ice to melt, the world's oceans could rise as much as 30 feet.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing?